Chapter 1. It's wrong that I'm kind of hoping someone starts to drown, isn't it? From her spot in the lifeguard chair next to mine, my best friend, Bea Franklin, took a sip of Diet Coke, her shoulders lifting underneath the straps of her bright red bathing suit. It would be if I thought you really meant it, she answered, and I sighed, pushing my sunglasses back up the bridge of my nose. It was mid-July. The weather was end of days hot, and the large rectangle of cool turquoise water shimmering beyond my chair looked like it would feel amazing. But if I were being honest, I'd have to admit that wasn't the only reason I wished someone might get into some aquatic danger. I was bored. Turns out, being a superhero with no one to save is something of a bummer. I was a paladin, a kind of magically charged knight, my sworn duty to protect the Oracle. Only problem was, the Oracle was my ex. Well, one of my exes, and he'd taken off nearly 2 months ago, leaving me with no boy, no Oracle, and a whole summer with nothing to do stretching out in front of me. I'd never really liked summer vacation. I was always happiest doing things, being involved in projects, and throwing myself into as many school activities as I could manage. Sure, there were other things to do in the summer. I'd tried camp when I was younger, but that hadn't worked out. I might have made a good counselor at some point, but I was not cut out to be a camper. Bug spray, no private showers, and outdoor plumbing? Yeah, no. I'd helped my mom teach vacation Bible school for the past few years, but that was mostly grabbing glue and glitter from the supply closet or reading the occasional picture book about Jonah and the whale. No, what I needed for this summer, the last one before high school ended, was something meaningful, something distracting. Hence the lifeguard gig. Blowing my whistle, I pointed at a little tow-headed boy, currently dunking a tow-headed girl I assumed was his sister. No horseplay, I called out, and once I'd decided he looked appropriately abashed, I settled back into my chair. It made sense, this summer job. While I was supposed to use my powers to protect the Oracle, with him absent and my powers still present, I figured I could at least put them to good use. Plus, the Pine Grove Recreation Club was desperate for lifeguards this year, and once I'd passed the test, I'd actually had to fake being tired during the part where I treaded water holding a brick over my head. The job was mine, complete with red bathing suit, shiny whistle, and a tall chair where I could sit all day, scanning the pool for anyone in distress and trying not to think too much about my own problems. Like the fact that while most bad breakups went something like, he sent me a text, mine was, he literally ran away and nearly blew up the entire town to do it. So yeah, I needed a distraction, hence the lifeguard job. A solid plan, but I'd been working here for over 3 weeks now, and not once had I needed to dive into the pool to save anyone. Which meant that I'd basically sentenced myself to a summer sweltering to death in a tall chair with only my thoughts for company. Well, my thoughts and Bee's. She'd applied for a lifeguard position here too, both to keep me company, and because, thanks to a tricky spell back in the fall, she had paladin powers too. So really, this was the most guarded pool in the entire state of Alabama. Maybe the most guarded pool in the entire country. But no one had the decency to drown even a little bit. Honestly. Of course, spending all day with Bea had drawbacks. Were it not for Bea and Ryan, my ex-boyfriend and Bea's current one, David never could have escaped town in the first place. And both seemed more relieved about their lives being off the magical hook than sorry about what they'd done. I could smell hamburgers grilling at the snack shack, coupled with the coconut scent of my sunblock and the sweet syrup from hundreds of melting snow cones. In other words, the scent of every summer since I was a little girl. This was what I'd wanted for months now. Some normalcy. So why did I feel all restless and sad? I jumped as a few cold drops of liquid hit my arm and glanced over to see Bea with the bright pink straw from her Diet Coke still pursed between her lips. Ew, I said, brushing off the soda she'd sprayed at me. You're thinking too hard again, Bea said, setting the sweaty can in the cup holder attached to her chair. There's like a little black cloud over your head, Eeyore style. I smiled.